or a description of what we're about, which, as David said earlier, is about we want detailed and real, vibrant clinical description of the disease, and we then want to go on to have the discussions of the basic mechanisms and pathology of the disease we can know, and a really hard-nosed look at the investigation treatment to give the best recommendations. And also an encouragement that it has to be practical. We don't want, what I might characterize as American where all possible treatments are discussed in some vague and diffuse way, but the reader is left unsure as to what they should best do. So those are instructions for the people.
So if there is any skill involved in editing medical textbooks, I think it's very much to do with choosing an idea first. And as John said, you've clearly got to have people who know their stuff, and the person involved, and very up to date in the particular disease entity they're asked to write about. But I think enthusiasm is another thing, and I think you haven't always succeeded in that. You've got to find an author who really cares about the disease and wishes to present it to the general medical leadership in a way that is interesting, which shows the particular challenges and the rewards and so on of treating that particular disease. And this is sometimes a case of choosing people who are young enough to still have that burning enthusiasm, who are not yet encumbered by so many administrative and other duties that they have time to devote to the chapter, but at the same time having that very necessary authority to write about the particular thing. It really is, most of the time, most of the effort that goes into planning the book is in endless sessions where we discuss each disease and rely on our own circle of contact of the literature. That's another very useful thing. We read some of his publishing 20 years ago, but possibly in the last few years, in a good journal, showing that they are really active and